What I worry about for our kids, I worry about them in two different ways. I worry about them individually and just like that they're having a really hard time, that their parents are having a really hard time, that it's so sad and they're so sad that they can't. I mean, I think one of the dominant experiences that I am having emotionally all the time is like, I wish it manifests almost as homesickness. Like I'm just like homesick for all of it. And I miss the sense of like somebody telling us what to do. I miss the sense that there was an answer. I miss the sense that there was an explanation. I miss the sense that like there was some predictability, all of that. And I think of how much our children must miss that and how, you know, in some ways, like I miss that a lot, but I also was an adult who often, as adults do, was like, God, I wish somebody would tell me what to, you know, I wish somebody would adult for me. And the children, up until 3 months ago, everything was figured out for them. And I think it must be really, really, really jarring to go from a place in which all of, and you know, again, they're lucky to have started in this place, but in which like they had this huge, supportive, amazing adult community that was providing them with all the soft landings and still, you know, challenging them and pushing them and, but like giving them ultimately, you know, yes, I know you're upset, but this is going to end in 30 minutes. And, you know, and I think it must be really, really jarring for them to have the simultaneous experience of knowing that they don't know anything and also being unable to understand the big reasons why, which I at least feel as though like, I know that the government has failed in a disgraceful way and that some of that is just incompetence and some of it is purposeful, you know, disregard for the variety of human life that exists in this country. And like, I can comprehend that and be really angry about it and trace that to the personal experience that I and my community are having. And the kids don't even have that. It's just like, huh, you know, and we've been trying, you know, and we keep trying to give them some sort of framework in which to understand like the experience they're having. And it always, our last answer is like, doctors and scientists are working really hard to try to solve this problem. And that's the end of how far they can understand it. And I worry about that for them.